No, good afternoon, dear Bill. It's only no whiles. How about this famous aqueduct that McColgan knows so well? Ponsolite Aqueduct? It's going to have a wonder over his. As you can imagine, Bank Holiday Sunday. Absolutely full of tourists. So I've got to have a walk over it. Lots of Chinese tourists. So that I can get across without being knocked over. So it's about 3:30 on Sunday the 25th of August. I think I struck unlucky here. I've just followed a coach load of Chinese tourists, so I think I might give them a few minutes. So we'll have a wander around somewhere else. Taking the atmosphere.
Well, just from the out of tourist
world. So, Mac, if you're listening, which I know you are, just going over the small little bridge. Takes you to the side of the canal.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, I can see down the length of the canal now. So we'll get the camera out and this picture. Absolutely packed, I suppose it would be, wouldn't it? There's lots of people milling about, boats. We've got the old diesel station, where the boats fill up with diesel. We've got a concrete bridge. There's another bridge behind me, which I've come over. There's another bridge going to another part of the canal. Bridge number 31, I think it says. So we'll have another wander around the other side. As you can imagine, it's quite busy.
Hi.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So back over the bridge.
The tickets for boating?
I don't know, to be honest. It's my first time on to himself.
Oh, nice.
Possibly over there. Maybe that shop there. It's always the way, isn't it?
There is a bridge, isn't it? I mean, there's a long 126 feet bridge.
Just behind you, just down, follow this path.
Follow the path there?
Yeah. You want to make the aqueduct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, just down there. I think everybody thinks I'm a tourist guide. Must be the microphone with the spaffle. Maybe I look official. So I'm going to attempt the bridge now. So it's quite packed, as you can imagine. So take another picture. I like that picture.
I don't know.
So I can venture onto the bridge. You get a fantastic view from up here, right in the valley. Water rushing below us.
Down there. Down there.
I assume it's the River Dee, I'm not sure. So we're also over the river now.
Got.
Hello. Imagine how people stand. And look. You just block up the look at the paving. It's got people on the inflatable coming through. with paddles. Well, I can cross this off my bucket list. Yeah, it's the river below, what above it now. Now it's all that is. Oh, my stomach's churning now looking at that. I'm glad there's something to hold on to. Some kind of filter bed system down below. I suppose it's some water kind of treatment centre. Got a football pitch on the right hand side. Well, fantastic. Well, I'm glad I stopped now. I was going to drive straight past. I've been wanting to come here for years and I never quite got round to it. And we've got the other aqueduct a bit further upstream. So I've only got my little compact camera, I left maybe one in the car. I didn't want it going in the canal. So we nearly made it. A few yards to go. Stunning view from up here. What an engineering marvel this is, though, when you think. Didn't that Chinese woman suffering vertigo? She wanted to hold onto the railing when I was in the way. She was wobbling and all sorts. So we'll take another picture from the other side. And we'll make the return crossing. So, I think that's the end for this boo. I'll go back and plunge to my death on the way back. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll speak to you soon.